Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
This morning,
I
am continuing the subject matter, fighting a good fight of faith. Fight a good fight of faith. It is very important to fight. It is very important to fight. A Christian who will not fight, you will not get to where God had destined you to be. So for the past 4 weeks, I've been teaching you how to fight.
My church will send you a bit me a.
And I believe that it is prophetic. Because a lot of people in these few days has been talking about fighting. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to fight. We have been taught to love. We have been taught to be united. To love ourselves. We have been taught to break bread. So sometimes we eat in church. Just to have fellowship. But the church has not really been taught how to fight. And ladies and gentlemen, fighting too is part of Christianity.
Yes.
So I've been teaching you how you can fight a good fight of faith. And I made you to understand that the fighting I'm talking about is not physical. It's not the kind of fight that, you see, when somebody hits your nose, you also hit the person's nose. I am talking about a good fight. Say good fight.
Good fight.
And our fight most often is spiritual. If the devil wants to do something in your life, he will fight you spiritually. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
So the devil is doing everything to bring you down. And for that reason, you have to be determined to fight the devil so that you will not be brought down. Whether you are a student or you have finished school, whether you are tall or short, fat or slim, fair or dark, you have to fight.
Say we are school, ni and we be a school, we are tinting, and I eat it here, we are cassia, and I am here. I was so welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
So I made you to understand that you have to fight through prayer.
The mountain, as I said, was so welcome. I want pie boom.
You have to fight through wisdom.
Also, welcome. I will young simu.
You have to fight through perseverance.
I was so welcome. I will and see you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, some Christians are not persistent at all. They easily give up.
And check around my papa.
They easily give up.
And check on my papa.
Yeah, they can stop church right now.
Bit me just sorry to see ya.
Yeah. Because they have been in the church for 1 year and then nothing seems to be happening in their lives.
But my boss, sorry, in fear about Kunia, she is my brother.
So they have stopped.
Indeed, we're chai.
They have been in the church for 10 years and what they are looking for is not happening. So they have stopped church. It took 25 years for the promise of God to be fulfilled in the life of Abraham. But the man didn't give up. I said the man didn't give up. Somebody must be persistent to see the promise of God comes to pass. Oh yes. And it's a fight. Yeah. Because the devil wants you to throw in the towel. Yeah. The devil doesn't want you to marry that girl anymore. The devil doesn't want you to marry that man anymore. So it's bringing all manner of things. Yes. The other time it was boil, you know, between the ties of the one you want to marry. Then you look at the boys and say,
hey!
We have not even married. Boys are coming to this place. It is not guaranteed that when you marry, boys will not come.
You
see, boys can come at any time. So you have to learn how to overcome the early boys that has come. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
I said, I'm teaching you how to fight. You fail an exam, you say, you school is not your thing.
And so right now, we are waiting to go into school there, and you're my dear. I was saying,
one exam you have failed, you say, school is not your thing.
And go back home, waiting in tea, was it school there, mean to me, could be.
You can go to school. You need the spirit of perseverance to be able to fight the devil. Are you here?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. He said, and for me, mass is not my thing. That is why you alone in that class, you don't know mass. Because you have given up on mass. You have given up on mass. You have thrown in the towel on mass. You say, ah, for me, the signs is there. When you open my head and put the science textbook there, I was told not be able to comprehend it. It's a spirit of perseverance that you are lacking. Do it again and again and again and again until it
works.
Hello?
Hi.
When you marry and the marriage didn't work, marry again. And when it didn't work, marry again. When the second one didn't work, marry again. When the fourth one didn't work, marry again. When the fifth one didn't work, marry again. Marry till it works. Oh, are you here?
Yes, please.
It's not a sign that you are a failure.
I don't just say Google.
It's a sign that you don't give up. It's
just a woman power.
Yes. Maybe the men that are coming your way, they are just not correct.
They
don't understand you.
Yes.
So marry her to you learn a man that, I mean, understands you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Put me.
So persistence. And fighting also through faith. I'm doing a recap.
Well,
some of you have forgotten. And the chief general is here to remind you again.
Amen. Chief general,
yes. Are you here?
Yes, please.
Huh? Fighting the devil through faith. Through what? Faith. Yes. And the fifth one. Fighting the devil through hard work. Through hard work. A lot of Christians don't want to work hard. They don't want to work hard. But they want things to happen. Nothing will happen. The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding on of hands, so shall your poverty come.
Yes, please. Putting your hands between your legs.
Hey!
Mm.
It says your poverty will come. You are inviting poverty. There are people here. You are inviting poverty into your life by your attitude.
Yes.
You are not working hard. And those are the people that they blame pastors for everything. The pastor is not having anointing. The pastor is not having anointing. When the pastor prays for you, you still have to work hard. When you go and sleep, nothing will happen.
He ain't see you.
You have to put the anointing to use. Yes. Look, God has said to me many times, and He has used people to minister to me, that they say that, look, I am leading a very big church.
So
multitudes of people have gathered. And even our enemies are having dreams about the church. That the church is growing. Oh, yes. This is the latest one. Yes. People who are you here? Listen. Is it people who are enemies for this church? They are seeing visions about the beauty and the glory of the church. Oh, yes. But let me tell you something. All these beautiful dreams and the ones that even our enemies are seeing, it will not come to pass if we don't rise up as a church and work very hard winning souls in season and out of season, if we don't do that, we can't realize this vision.
Yeah.
You see money in your dream does not mean that it's automatic you have money. There are people who have seen money. Dollars, pounds,
English is canon,
but they have never touched dollar or pound before.
So found some dollar and a pound in the da.
Yes, but they are seeing them in their dreams.
And so many now on that is sumo.
It's not automatic that you will have them.
And don't let simple free money on Sabacon.
If you don't work at it
to
overcome poverty in your life
and
to overcome lack in your life,
you
will never realize it.
Oh,
yes. Just tap somebody and tell them, brother, look, work very hard. Work
hard.
Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. By the grace I work. Look at it. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. But, say but.
But.
I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. It's literally saying that I am putting the grace at work.
Oh, Majiadom. I received
grace.
The grace has come upon my life. You are not using it. You will not know anything. I have the grace to sing.
Who did every
but you are sitting in the house
cake.
And you are chewing cutty cake with the grace.
You will not excel. You have to work with the grace.
Also, Timothy had done here, Juma.
It says, I labored more abundantly. Which is hard work. Which is hard work. Yeah. Which is hard work. We have been praying. Yes. From in the night till now.
If anajumuni nyina be si anope.
Yes. We have been praying.
Ya bompa ye.
There were some women even amongst us.
And maybe mpo e be kan ye ho.
And they were praying with us.
Na omni yen e bompa ye.
They were praying with us.
Omni yen e bompa ye.
Sometimes some of them like doze up a little.
To be announced omu tom ko kakra.
But they come back.
They
come back.
They
come back.
Yes.
And when it happens like that, the tongues is speed. It comes with speed.
Shake it.
Then you realize that the person have just woken up.
Yes.
But we are fighting. We are fighting. Are you still with me?
Yes, please.
But this morning, my subtopic is things you must fight against. Things you must fight against. So this is my message today. I want to show you things you must fight against. There are a lot of us here that we don't even know things we should be fighting against. In Paul's one of Paul's letter in Ephesians chapter 6,
verse 12,
he showed us the kind of things that we are contending against. That we should be fighting against.
I was a kutia san yemano.
It said principalities.
See, if you move to for
powers
to me
against rulers of the darkness. Against, I mean, spiritual hosts of wickedness.
Kutia a ye soon sumo domo and woman to my dean.
It said, these are the spirits that we are contending against. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to talk about any of this today. I want to show you things that are very close to you and they are fighting you. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
The first thing I'm giving you, for the sake of time, I'm just giving you 2 points. I will continue another time. Amen.
Amen.
Things you must fight against. Number one. Your own flesh. Say flesh.
Flesh.
Your flesh is the number one enemy to you. Turn to somebody and tell the person.
Then when it's low, be in a catcher and say,
have you written down the first point?
What true the kind of?
Tell the person that right to.
True.
Hello.
Hi.
Because I am showing you.
Don't say me true.
The greatest enemy
of
yourself. Yes. It's your flesh. It's your flesh. What this flesh wants to do. What this flesh wants to do. When I'm talking about the flesh, I am not talking about this thing. I am talking about anything that is not in accordance with God's will. But you want to do it. The flesh wants to do it. The flesh wants to do it. The flesh wants to marry pussycat. The flesh wants to marry a dog.
When I'm pursuing a crime,
Buabu, Pudo, Chihuahua. Hello.
Hi.
You see, that is the flesh.
Wait,
am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes, please. No, be kasa.
The flesh wants to marry man to man.
When I'm pursuing a berma, so a no berma.
As the person sitting by you, why is are you quiet like that? I'm beginning to suspect you. It's like, tell the person that you have to respond. Other than that, you see, people will be thinking that.
I will say, me kasa, what can you make? And you said, "Papa, you know, say."
La mahanta la brandaya. Are you here?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Waha. That is what the flesh wants to do. That is what the flesh wants to do. The flesh wants to you. One man, one lady is lying by you here. Another one is lying by you here. And then you say you are doing prison.
Look,
there are things that pastors cannot say. Me, I can say them.
You may be a hassle for being to me. Come, maybe meet me. I can.
Amen.
Amen.
One is lying here. The other one is lying here. One is doing different thing. The other one too is doing different thing. And the flesh loves that. Samahan talabranda. Which is an abominable thing before the Lord. Some even say that it's my fantasy. Evil fantasy. Your fantasy is not good. Change your fantasy. Will you come to church on Sunday? Will you come again next week?
And then I went to Baba Sori Biuman.
I thought of preaching. Look, your spirit even knows that what I'm saying is the truth. So I will not let your face intimidate me at all.
Amen.
I have prayed for 7 hours and I have come here. Amen.
Amen.
What this flesh wants to do, wild things. And I'm telling you that this flesh is number one enemy. Because whatever sin that you have committed, you committed it from this flesh. True or not true?
True.
Yes.
And correct.
Which hand took the cocaine?
And Sabena fa edubonino.
Is it spirit that you know it passed through your nose?
Yeah.
Is it not your nose that you went?
And you were hinna would a fa cocaine no swana.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Wow things.
Nyema ehunkwa.
Is it things that will destroy your life? That is what the flesh invites. And I'm saying that we are going to fight against it.
Amen.
Because a lot of people have not been able to excel in life simply because of the flesh. Leaders are falling. Pastors are falling. Hello?
Hi.
Parliamentarians are falling. Because of this flesh. This flesh. Because the flesh wants to do wild things. Oh, yes.
Okay.
So if there's a fight to fight, you should fight your flesh. Stop the innocent old lady in your village. She doesn't even have your time. The number one enemy you should be fighting is your own flesh. It's an old lady in your flesh. I say your flesh is an old lady in that flesh. You have to wage war against your flesh. Say, ladies and gentlemen. Say, my flesh. I announce to you today. From today. I am going to fight you.
I'm going to fight you. Because I tell me, when I'm saying, friend, Nereko, me no ba be kompa. Amen.
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 Look at Paul, 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 29. I believe that today you will give offering. After church, if you don't talk about prosperity, they don't want to give
money.
But serious Christians will give offering today. Serious.
Amen.
They will give even more than they have ever given. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. But I discipline my body and bringing it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Did you see that?
Yes, please.
Paul says that I discipline, I put my body under subjection. So that when I preached, I will not be disqualified. Look, there are a lot of us here, we have been disqualified. We are occupying a position, but look, God has disqualified us long time. Say mercy, Lord. Mercy. Oh yes. Amen.
Amen.
God has disqualified us. Saul was on the throne.
Saul, not even so.
Little did he know that God has removed him from the throne. And he has anointed the next king of Israel. Hey, say be careful. You think that talent, that position, I mean, you are occupying it forever and ever. You are replaceable. Vashti was occupying a glorious position. Little did she know that challenge, she has been replaced by
Esther.
I say your Esther is around. Announce to the person sitting by you, be very careful. Esther's are around.
Esther ben opa.
I said, tell the person again, Charlie, be careful, be careful.
Be careful, Yafiyi.
Because Esther's are around.
Esther for a dozen.
Vashti was so pompous, so proud.
Vashti no amaso, amumama na abetri so.
Nobody could, you know, advise her.
Obi entimi ntunufo.
She thought she was beautiful.
Na jene nse nuhu efepa.
Most often, ladies who are beautiful, Charlie, they don't respect one bit. They think that they are beautiful. So when you are even talking to them, when you call them to express your feelings, they look at you. Look, I don't have your watch today. And I can't look at your time today. So you are forgiven. You are forgiven. It's a message. Which means that you are nobody. You are nobody. I don't want to waste my time and be talking to you. Listen, that is why you are not married.
And until I won't marry, you know.
You are beautiful, but you see, you are proud. You are pompous. I love beautiful ladies who are still humble. They have hips, but they are still humble.
Hips and so brom huasi.
Makatanda lambaranda. Am I preaching to somebody here?
Yes, please.
I don't know. It's like here. It's like they are not part of the service business. I think I have to go to Congo. I have to go to Congo.
Congo,
is Congo there?
Congo for Hana.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching.
The Kenya miyasemo.
But I discipline my body and bringing it into subjection. It's not everything that the body calls for, then you give it to it.
No.
You would die prematurely if you are given everything that the body needs. You would die prematurely. I believe that God is speaking to us. The youth, are you here? Bring your body under subjection. Oh yes. When I got born again at the age of 16, I launched an attack against my own flesh. Yes. Because the flesh prematurely wants to hold breath.
Oh yes.
Oh. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes. prematurely, the my hand wants to hold breast. It wants to feel something. It wants to feel something. So when I see a sister, the first thing I do is to start praying in tongues. Because the hand wants to touch breast. And I am putting the hand under subjection. Shakabatakabaya. Whilst he's going this way. Shakabaya baya sataya. Oh yes.
No credit.
Oh yes. We go to Accra Academy.
Accra Academy.
And to go and pray, and we are not asking for money. We are asking that our feelings that is at the crescendo should come down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because we know that it can destroy us. It can abort the vision of God upon our lives. Oh yes.
And
so we're fighting
it.
Through prayer. Through prayer. Through prayer. Oh yes.
Okay.
Are you here?
Yes, please.
Sometimes you go to the washroom and then it says, you know what to do.
It said,
don't you know what to do? You are struggling.
Oh, prepa.
Free yourself.
There's
soap.
Fasamna.
Free yourself here.
Yeah.
I am prophesying to somebody here. You do things in the bathroom. Yes. Then in the bathroom, then you hear. Kebala sota la batopaya. Bella sota paya paya.
Ye jeronami kakasavu frosa.
And it was a compound house. Then people will come.
It's,
you know, is everything okay?
I said
everything is okay. And then I will say it in my head. You don't know what I'm dealing with. If you know what I'm dealing with. Are you here?
Yes, please. Oh, Hannah.
I don't know. It's like some people don't like this message or something. Amen.
Amen.
Putting your body under subjection is the greatest thing that you can do for yourself. Yes. Because your flesh is the number one enemy. The devil is not too far from you. It's right in your body. And you have to wage war from today against that enemy. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. It says the flesh profited nothing. You see, when you are living in the flesh, it does not bring any good thing. Oh, yes. Who can tell me that you are living in the flesh and it has brought something to you? You see, nowadays, there's a lot of premature death, going on. It's the work of the devil. Some of the premature death is actually the work of the devil. The devil will make you kill yourself. He will make you destroy yourself. That is why I've resolved that I want to really draw more closer to God than ever.
Yes.
In Jesus, yes, it's all we need. I've come to realize that, look, when you draw closer to God, sin ran away. Sin. You don't desire sin anymore. Are you listening to me? Don't try to deal with sin like the way you want to deal with it. It will not go. Yes. You want to be home and deal with sin. Continue coming to church. Continue staying in the presence of God. As you are in the presence of God, you will see that sin will be giving way gradually. It will be giving way gradually. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Am I showing you the things you should be fighting against?
Yes, please.
It's the flesh.
Yeah.
Sometimes the flesh wants to kill. Who knows what I'm talking about? Oh, yes. The flesh wants to kill your fellow human being for money rituals. Yes, so that you have money. So that you have money.
Yeah?
So that you have money. A young boy at the age of 23 used the mother for money rituals. Oh, yes. This is a true story. And then the guy, he was told that when the mother died, he shouldn't cry. And then also he shouldn't tell anybody about what he has done. Because they gave him the knife and then he pierced the mother's heart. So when he left there,
it will freeze.
On his way, and then he was told that the mother had been rushed to the hospital and then she has passed. And he loved the mother. But the flesh want money. The flesh want influence. The flesh wants power. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Are you here?
Yes, please. Oh, aha.
The flesh wants power. Wants influence. Wants to be bugger. Yes. So he's not thinking about the feelings of man.
Into one, you know, when he parting, could be home.
So his own mother. So when the thing happened, he couldn't help it. Then he told a friend,
no, catch him, Madame Fubi.
I've killed my mother. I have killed my mother.
The
moment he said, I've killed my mother, and the cry, which means the cry also followed. So the two things that he said he shouldn't do, he has done it.
Why?
Then he started misbehaving. Madness.
Oh yeah, but the man.
Yeah.
Oh, but the man.
Madness has come.
A damn bonaba.
So the friend that he told, he realized that
Madame for no catch
him. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And then they rush him to the house of God.
In Tamara,
they They rushed him to the house of God. And when I said, confess, he said, I should pray. I mean, he said, the pastor should pray. And the pastor says, confess. When you confess, you will be free. And he said, I killed my mother. Yes. My mother right now is at the hospital. She's dead. That is the flesh. You have to fight it. You have to fight it. Other than that, the love of money, I mean, will lead you to do wild things. You will kill human beings. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes, please.
I don't know, it's like this message is like you don't like this message. I'm showing you how the things you should be fighting against. Because the flesh profits nothing. Are you here?
Yes, please.
So what is the first point I've given you? Things to fight against. The flesh, isn't it?
Yes, please.
The second thing I want to talk about is family. Yes. This is where I want to get into trouble. Say family. Okay. Let me not make any statement. Let me quote a scripture before. So that you go and attack Jesus. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Anyone here who will not fight family, you cannot excel that much. And when I'm saying family, when I say fight, now you know the fight I'm talking about. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Who is speaking? Jesus.
Yes.
He said, don't think that I have only brought what? Peace. But I came with a sword. And I'm going to show you very soon what the sword will be doing. Verse 38. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter in-law against a mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household. Go to the top. 35. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. What is the sword? The sword is the word of God. The sword is the truth. And anytime truth is being told, mother can rise up against you. Father can rise up against you. Mother-in-law can rise against you. Because there are some people, there's no truth in them. They will fight the truth. So it's like the sword is working. When you see sword being mentioned in the Bible, it's talking about the word of God. When you see a
boss sticking in,
amen.
Amen.
Am I helping somebody here?
Yes, please.
So he said he has bring the sword. And the sword will do something. Look at what the sword will do. For I have come to set a man against his father. A man.
Very man.
A man.
Very man.
Against his own father. You see, that, look, if you are not spiritual,
so when
Jesus is teaching, you will never understand it.
So when it's
not saying that you should rebel against your father. That is not the teaching we are teaching here.
That
get up and slap your father, pam. That's not the teaching I'm teaching you here. But I am going to show you the things that easily parents fight against, in-laws fight against, I mean siblings fight against. Daughter's daughter against her mother.
Are
you seeing what I'm seeing? A man's against his father. Say a man.
A man.
Against his father.
Against his father.
Why will a man against his father?
You
see, there are times that man wants to do the will of God.
But the
father doesn't want the man to do the will of God. Hello?
Hi.
So, for example, your father have taken you to school, international school. After schooling, and you are about finishing your first degree, then you come to announce to your father that you have received a calling of God. Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Calling of God.
Where?
Look, don't pick that call. Don't pick that call. Don't answer.
A friend of your friend.
You see, father, mother will rise up against. Some mothers, some fathers will rise up against. When I receive a call from the Lord to become a prophet, and I told my father, my father had plans for me. He wanted me to become a medical doctor or a lawyer. And then he took us to international school. So his expectation is that you should come out and become a medical doctor or a lawyer. So when I announced to him that, now Papa, I've received the calling of God. He said, I rebuke that thing. I rebuke it. What call?
I
mean, have you seen any pastor in your family that has prospered before? No, stop that thing. You can be a normal Christian. Can be serving the Lord. But the work of God. Stop. But the calling was very strong. My father loved me. My father actually, we were four. We are four in number. I'm the last born. I'm my father's favorite. And my other siblings also think that I am my mother's favorite. So, father's favorite, mom's favorite. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
But the day I received the call of God, my father, I became my father's enemy. And one day I went to All Nights. I love to go to All Nights to go and pray and to listen to the word of God. I came back and knock the door.
Then
he said, who is that?
He said,
it's me, Jones.
I'm sure I am me. Sofo.
What is it?
I said,
please open.
I'm sure that'll be me.
And he said, go to where, you know, the Shakarababa priest.
And some Papa can say, Kubebia, Okobon Paya no call.
Please. I am not opening you today. I am not opening tomorrow. Go to the Sakarababa place. Then I said, oh, Papa, it's me.
I'm sure.
It's me. Your beloved son.
You
can't do this. You can't do this. He said, shut up.
I said, come on.
Until you learn how to obey me. And pursue the path that I have set for you. Charlie, and I remember that day when I left. When I left, I said, I'm not coming back. So indeed, I went to the Shakarababa place. I went to the Shakarababa place. And I was there. I don't know how I was able to survive. But the Lord kept me. The Lord kept me. Oh, I said the Lord kept me. Yeah. I used to be very stubborn. But the Lord was removing the stubbornness in my life.
As
I was staying at the Shakarababa place, the Lord was taking the stubbornness out. And people would go and give him a testimony. And he said, hey, your son has changed. What change? That stupid profession that you say you want to enter. And after some time, he fell sick. And there was nobody. The Shakarababa son was the one taking care of him. Was the one cleaning him. Was the one changing things. Oh, yes. All my other siblings were not there. I was the one. Because before, I wouldn't have done it. But thank God for the Shakarababa place. Because Shakarababa place taught me to be able to honor my father. Shakarababa place taught me to be able to serve my father. Oh, yes. And I was doing. Then he looked at me. He says, you have changed.
So what's the son?
You have changed.
So what's the son?
You are called.
Yeah, me afraid one back.
Indeed, you are called.
And then
you the hand of God is upon your life.
Also.
And then on the hospital bed,
yeah,
he laid hands on me,
and, then said, me so.
And blessed me.
And, said, me.
And said, you will do well in this ministry. Oh, yes. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
But because I took a decision that I want to serve the Lord, there are times that some families, the moment you decide to serve the Lord, they rise against you. When I was going to disco, then we were calling it disco, now that they call it club.
Can I only friend disco?
Hello?
Hi.
He didn't say anything that I should go and sleep there. When I go and I come, they open.
Yes.
But this one, I'm not going to disco. I'm not going to tiptoe. I just went to church. And I'm late. And I'm here. He said, I should go to the Shakarababa place. But he never said that I should go to the tiptoe place. Disco. No, he never said that I should go and sleep in the disco.
Oh, yes.
are you understanding the message now?
Yes, please.
You used to go to your boyfriend's place and go and spend the night over there. Your parents didn't say anything about it. But now that you are coming to church, they say you come to church too much. You come to church too much. Are you seeing? Is it making sense to you now?
Yes, please.
It says you come to church too much. Where have you been going? Thank God that it's not in that Kubolo guy's house. But found himself in the house of God. Found himself in the house of God. Are you clapping for Jesus? I said, are you clapping for Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, who knows what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So it says, I have brought what? You a sword.
Yes.
There's going to be contention. Husband and wife, you were there. You were enjoying. Then all of a sudden, the man says, I have received the call of God. Then he says, Please, I didn't bargain for this to marry a pastor. Oh, no. If you do this, I'm gone. Oh, yes. Some wives have left their husbands because they receive a call of God. Oh, yes. Because, you see, when you start ministry, there's a little suffering. Not even little, there's suffering. So, when you count the cost of fresh girl, fresh lady, no pimple, and you are going to put me through this kind of suffering.
He
said, no. I will not do it.
Are
you here?
Yes, please.
Yes. One time, a wife, a pastor's wife, told the husband, it is you the Lord has called. It's not
me.
So you should be doing your work. It is you the Lord have called. Count me out.
Hey.
If came to help Adam.
Adam.
But you there, you said your husband should be doing the work alone. It is not me God has called. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? So, some of these things brings enmity between loved ones. Yes. So, most often when you see families rising up against one of their favorites, you check. Maybe the person has received a calling of God. Or the person is loving God extra. Yes.
Yeah.
So they will disown you. They will let you feel like you have chosen a wrong profession. But when you were a medical doctor, when they go to funeral crowd, they want to mention your name that, look, I came with a friend. I came with one of my siblings. And he's a medical doctor. But now that you are a pastor, a young pastor, this nonsense job. It's like they don't even recognize. It's like when they even see you around, it's like you are some useless person. But look, If God has called you, you have to rise up and fight those people. Because one day, God is going to ask, why is it that you didn't fulfill my calling?
I didn't know our friend one fine year, Juma.
Paul told Archippus.
Paul catcher Artemis.
Colossians chapter 4, verse 17.
It
said, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Take heed that you fulfill the ministry. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody hinder you. Don't let a girlfriend hinder you. Don't let a boyfriend hinder you. The Spirit of God is telling me here right now, there is a sister, you are about making a mistake. You love God, but you are about marrying somebody who doesn't love God. Somebody who is not enthused about church. Be very careful. It may look good today, but it will amaze you. You will be surprised. Yes. Don't look at just the surface. Don't look about today. We don't marry because I feel for him. I feel for
him.
We marry for an assignment. We marry for purpose. To fulfill God's dream, God's purpose for your life. The person you are married, can he help you fulfill your dreams? I'm talking about the dream of God over your life. In the name of love. The person gradually is taking you to hell. Take heed. What is the ministry that you have received? I say family will rise up. Family will rise up. Look at Luke chapter 14.
Luke 9.
Verse 26. Look, the sayings of Jesus is more powerful than the sayings of Paul. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciples. You see, these teachings, we don't hear it in the house of God. I'm showing you what you should rise to fight against. Yes. But amazingly, some parents too are very spiritual. They are very spiritual. And they direct the children in the right way. Yes. But there are some parents too, they are very carnal. Very carnal. When you bring a audacious brother, very audacious young man, he has just started life, he has chimba and horse self-contained. And then, the lady brings and says, let's go and show you to my parents. Then they will ask you,
maybe so.
Where is it coming from? Because they have, when they look at the shoe, the shoe is begging the earth. Then when they look at you and they say, so, Akosia, so when you went around,
Uchini
you didn't bring anybody. This, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to be part of this. The mothers. I don't want to be part of this. You see, that is why these days the ladies are bringing some things into the house. And amazingly, they like those things. Yes. I said they like those things. A simple man, waba, oh, yem shaba boasie.
Let's begin life.
So I said, hey, look, media debi debi.
I want a rich guy.
Ask the person sitting next to you. If it's a lady, tell the person that is why you are not married. That is why.
Anything I won't worry, you know. Anything I won't worry, you know.
Hey! I said I'm preaching. Hey! Tell the person quietly. I don't want anybody to hear.
That is why
you are not married.
Don't worry, you know.
Because your type of man is not in the world. I say it's not in the world. I say your type of man is not in the world. That is why you are not married.
Don't worry, you know.
Amen. You see, if you are a lady, sit down for a moment. And let me advise you.
I mean, truthful.
If consistently you see a particular men are coming to you to propose to you. Ever since you were born, it's a clear indication that one of them is your husband. What you are dreaming in your head will not happen. You have to be able to humble, because what you are looking for is in the person. It has not manifested. It's in the person. You have to accept the person and grow with the person and grow with the person and grow with the person. I said I'm teaching. Yes. I visited this man. In a single room. No, it's not a single, it's a cubicle. Because that room is not a single room.
Yes.
With their wife. I went to do a naming ceremony for them. The naming ceremony took place in that room. That small room. You see, and when you are climbing the room, it's like you are Mountain Afajato. There's a stairs. And the stairs too is a broken stairs. I went with some people.
Don't be in a choir.
You were there. Oh, you were also there. Okay. No, Rich also was there. We were also there. You saw the stairs.
Who will send your steps in it?
Kalambrandala. And this man was in that cubicle with this beautiful lady. Look at this beautiful lady. That was your second, third. In that cubicle, they were still loving themselves. Because for you to impregnate somebody, 1, 2, 3, in that cubicle, which means that they were really loving themselves. They were loving themselves. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
But all this while, she was there.
Now,
She was there. She was there. And they would trek and come to church. And she was there. Patiently.
Patiently.
And they were growing together. They were growing together. Now she has built his own house. Very beautiful house. Yes. Who do you think should come and live in that house? No. Yeah. I'm telling you. That is why when she says that we are growing old together, it's like she knows what she's saying. You don't want to suffer. You don't want to suffer. But you want to enjoy big things. Oh, yes. I think that, I don't know whether you have pictures that, you see, you should go and take a picture of that cubicle. Yes. I don't know how they do it because all the children are in that room. Yes. I don't know whether he has been giving them sleeping tablets or this and that.
Yes.
Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes, please.
But they were
there.
But today, today, God has blessed
him
with a very beautiful house.
Yes.
When I went to dedicate the house, I said, wow, that's good. That's good. So you see him today, you may think that, look, it just happened.
But you say, see and see.
Somebody accepted
him
and paid a price. And paid a price. You don't want to pay a price. Yes. Yeah. If they were also wearing, excuse me to say, with all apologies, I'm not talking about your wig, but if they were wearing the kind of wig,
and almost say wig
requesting
younger.
That for that kind of wig you are wearing, they wouldn't have gotten where they are. Circumcise your appetite small. You are too expensive. You are too expensive. Are you also growing old with air?
Yes, please.
Wow. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
The
man, let me show you something. When you are going to propose to a woman, don't show your riches. Yeah. Don't show your riches. Be picking Uber there. Not even a Uber, taxi.
Yeah, for taxi.
Yeah. You understand? Yeah.
Okay.
And see whether the woman will accept you.
Yes.
Because the woman must accept you first. Not the car. They have accepted the car first. They say, not you.
And so
they should accept you first.
Also,
amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of women in a certain marriage. It's because of the things. When the things get finished, they will run away. I'm telling you. So the men, be wise. You are showing money. Don't show money. Show you. If you love me,
eh?
Show it. Yes. In this my low state, I have big dreams. Powerful dreams. If you're able to help me, for us to grow this dream, you will enjoy forever.
Amen.
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 Am I preaching? The ladies, are you liking my preaching? Amen.
Amen.
Look at the board. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, you see, the word hate translation, the original translation means not putting your father, your mother, your siblings, and this above God.
Yes.
He said, don't put them above God. Love them. But don't put them above God. Yes. The person you should honor most is God. When the Bible even said that you should honor your father and your mother, it says in the Lord. Which means that you shouldn't be out of the Lord.
Oh,
are we fighting together?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There are some beautiful daughters that I used to have.
When
some men married them.
Now, a man be
they turn against me.
Now, Oma Soviet Yami.
Yes, they turn against me.
Oma Soviet Yami.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
It's you have chicken brain. Chicken brain.
What do you need, sir?
Yeah. At every level in your life, you will need that person in your life. Now you think you have married, you have arrived.
You see, I also worry. What drew?
Oyima, so who worry me bawi? Now we chini fra sorry we. Me bumpai.
When you marry my son,
oh yes,
and you enable him to leave the church, I will pray.
Oyima, me catch you.
I'm telling you the truth.
Me kwa mifani niagro.
I don't joke with him at all. I like him a lot. That's the reason why he came to see me. So I've given you a chair to sit. Make sure that he comes to church ever the more.
If you wabana life, Manembra Soremo.
Now that you've come into his life, make sure he comes to church
ever
the more. If I don't see him, I'll pray against you.
No, I didn't say I will pray against you. I said, me fa on hwadwe.
I'll take a decision about you.
Yes. It's different from I will pray against you.
Yes, please.
No, obi am fa say oso for so obe bom piety.
It's true.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
Because the truth is that
no crane say
that person that God has sent into your life.
Yakopon nipa no asuma na ba abrabon.
Is to lead you into that destination that God has destined for you. But the devil will not want that. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I try my best to tell you the truth. Yes, to tell you the truth. Yes. Yeah. One day you will have friction with your own spouse. You will say that no, I'm having the feeling that God is calling me. And he said, no, drop that thing. Yes. You have a feeling.
Yes.
Then that God wants you to do something crazy for him. The Lord wants to give some money to the church. Then you tell your wife, that fleshy wife. So you are taking all this money to the church. What about my high heel? What about my bag? Hello?
Hi.
But you told me that you don't have money.
I don't say, okay, James, you need school.
Yes, I don't have money for you. I have money for God. Not for you. This money is not for you. The money I have is for God. Yes, indeed. Yes, I don't have money. I don't have money for you. Your time will come. But this one is for the Lord. It's for the Lord. Yes. You see, I'm telling you, look, all these things, they are fighting. I have seen siblings, sisters, fighting each other. All because one have told a certain lie. Of truth. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. In-laws. Yes, in-laws. Have you seen that?
Yes, please.
Even your own life. Your own life. I'm about ending. Listen. If you don't fight these categories of people, you can't do anything. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's a fight. It's a fight. You have to fight their emotions. My mom is here. You can ask her. Yeah, I don't discuss ministry things with her. Sometimes I'll be fighting some battles. Yes, I don't want to spoil her heart. So I don't discuss ministry with her. So sometimes then she will hear something. And then she will say, then you didn't tell me. I don't know anything about it. I say yes. That's the way it's supposed to be. Yes. Because you always support me. You always support me. Because you are my mother. So I don't want that kind of support. You support things. Yes. Because the people that are fighting me with patience and fighting. I have some of them still here. I still have some of them. Yeah. If I brought the family into the thing, it would have spoiled. Yes. Emotions will come in.
Yeah.
There are most things that I don't tell my wife pertaining the ministry.
Yeah.
So even there are some meetings, I don't let him to be in the meeting. I
said,
go home and go and take care of the house. Yes. Because I want to fight. I want to fight because the meeting will be hot. Yes. So I said, take the lead. Because she will always support me. And the way the emotions will come out at the end of the day, it will spoil things rather. It will worsen things.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Some of you, when church issue, you are a pastor, church issue, church meeting, you know, a pastor.
So we see a monastery for
you have come to church, a pastoral meeting. And we have brushed your face small.
Now you come with him, Kakra.
You have brushed your face small.
Come with him, Kakra.
And when you get home,
Udru Fiepe.
When you get home,
Udru Fiepe.
Look, even the, look, I will not even do the work of God anymore.
Merci.
That church, you know, we went and then he was just talking and then listen and listen. And then what we discussed as pastors, you have taken the matter home. You know what you are doing? You are poisoning the heart of your wife. You are poisoning.
Yes.
Sometimes some of my pastors will rise up against me. And and I'll be dealing with it. When I get home, I don't tell her.
And can't tell mommy.
I don't tell her.
And can't tell mommy.
Yes. And you see that she will be flowing. She is flowing with that person that has risen against me. And she's flowing. And I'll still be looking at it. So then the person will get confused. They have not discussed this. What love is this? If I've told her, the feelings will change. But by doing that, you see that the thing corrects by itself.
Amen.
It correct by itself. Receive the wisdom to fight in an end.
Receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
So I told my father, my pastors, that it's not everything we discuss here. When you go home and you see your wife kiss you small, then blah 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 blah. There you are saying.
Me catch myself for saying you be here can't waha good do fear now. You amount pay kakra.
Or then suffer was sweaty kakra. Then you are saying everything.
Now we can be here.
Hello?
Hi.
Don't take the church matter to the house.
And fast, so we are same in Kufi.
And then this, and then daddy, this, that, and daddy is advising you. You see, the church is advising you against the church. I'm telling you how to be able to fight.
Against families.
Because they can easily take you out of God's presence. They can take you out. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. All my fathers, I'm cool with them. Yes. I used to have a Saul leader. Say Saul. Saul leader
is
when you say a leader that when whatever you do, like anything, not you show why they
it wants to kill you.
Yes. But you know, when I go to pastoral meeting, when I come home, he knows that something has changed. But when he asked me, is everything okay? I said, oh yes, everything is okay. Let me go through alone. Yes. And then it settles. When we meet at church, you see that this same person that is giving it to me is doing this thing. Then he'll be hugging my wife.
He said, "Oh no, what come and be here now? Oh yeah, me, you are too.
You are too tall. You are too tall." You see, and then he says, "You know, no, come." He said, "You are taller. You are tall." Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Then you know, hello, sweet Grace." Say sweet grace.
Sweet
you
grace.
Call my wife sweet grace.
Sweet grace.
So, but when he sees me, Premios, what do you think would have happened if I've told my wife that this is what this man has been doing to me? No. When he says sweet grace, true or not true?
True.
So you have to overcome family pressure. Oh yes. Overcome it. Because sometimes too much of love can divert the will of God for your life. God, daddy loves you. Mommy loves you.
Man, I'm in a door.
So they are detecting for you.
Just I'm not sure what's away.
Look, as a pastor,
oh yeah, so far.
Growing up,
me, you know,
I said to myself, I don't need anything for my father. from my mother. I want to build my own life. If God has called me, God will bless me. Yes. And I can say with confidence, I don't have anything of my father. Oh yes. Everything I have, it was given to me by God.
Amen.
Yes. Some of you are waiting for your father to die so that you can inherit. There's nothing wrong about that. That when your father gives something, that shouldn't be the focus. Because if that is the focus, you want to do things to please them and not to please God. If your father is that kind of father or mother who doesn't listen from God and then directs your path, you want to be a pastor, you want to be a prophet, then
you
say, hey, in Ghana, you want to be a prophet, stop it. God has not called you. God has not called you. Go and do physiology. Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
But I'm here to announce to you, you got to fight. And you have to fight your own flesh. And you have to fight against your own family to be able to overcome. Hello? Are you listening to me?
Yes, please.
Have you gotten the message?
When you are seminal.
Have you gotten the message?
When you are seminal.
Yes. Oh, have you gotten the message?
When you are seminal, America, no.
Sometimes you feel like, look, God is leading you to a certain woman. My mommy doesn't like the woman.
And so
because of the nose. The nose is big. By you see the nose, that is, the nose is small. You like the nose. You see, it's trying to be an impediment. And let me balance it also by saying that sometimes you too, your decision is wrong. And if you have a spiritual mother, a spiritual father can tell you that, look, this one is not good for you. This one is not good for you. Have I balanced it?
Yes, please.
Oh, have I balanced it?
Yes, please.
So that's why there's always what? Fight. So if I tell you that this thing is not good, you can rise up against
me.
If it is also good from your side, I can rise up against you. Are you getting it?
Yes, please.
May the Lord help you to fight.
God bless you for your time.